A movement to his right caught his eye, and he turned to see a pair of Chiss males enter the room through a high archway, both considerably older than Fisa, both wearing elaborate outfits that were almost certainly robes of state. The shorter Chiss, his blue-black hair liberally sprinkled with white, wore a long flowing robe in subdued shades of yellow with gray trim. The taller Chiss's outfit was shorter, more like a long tunic than an actual robe, and was predominantly black, though with small swatches of dusky red at various places on the sleeves and upper shoulders. "Greetings to you, Jedi of—" the black-clad Chiss began. He broke off abruptly. "What is this?" he demanded.
"There was an accident, noble sir," Fisa said. "The cable broke and nearly struck Master Skywalker."
"I see," the Chiss said. "My apologies, Master Skywalker. Are you injured?"
"No," Luke assured him, as he and Mara crossed to meet the newcomers. "Aristocrat Chafurn Bintrano, I presume?"
The Chiss shook his head. "I am General Pradrask Leone of the Chiss Defense Fleet," he said stiffly. "Military commander of this expedition."
He half-turned to the Chiss in yellow.
"This is Aristocrat Chafurn Bintrano."
Luke shifted his attention to the other Chiss.
"My apologies, Aristocrat Chafurn Bintrano."
"Hardly necessary," the other said easily. "I trust you had an uneventful journey."
"Quite uneventful, thank you," Luke said. "Aside from this last bit," Mara interjected.
"You speak basic well, Aristocrat Chafurn Bintrano. All personnel aboard this mission are familiar with it, in fact, and I have instructed them to use it whenever possible as a courtesy to you."
"Thank you, Aristocrat Chafurn Bintrano," Luke said. "That's an unexpected but welcome kindness."
"Certainly," Chafurn Bintrano said. "Following that same pattern of courtesy, I would also request that you address me by my core name, Fombi. You may likewise address General Pradrask Leone as General Drask."
Luke looked at the general, caught the brief hardness about the other's mouth before he carefully smoothed it away. Apparently Drask wasn't nearly as happy with upsetting the normal social order as Fombi was. Or else, he just didn't like humans.
"But come," Fombi added,
gesturing back toward the archway he and Drask had entered by.
"Let me show you the public areas of the vessel before Fisa takes you to your personal quarters."
He turned and led the way back across the room toward the archway.
"This is a diplomatic vessel of the fifth ruling family, and we often welcome high-positioned officials aboard. Each social and professional position requires its own proper expanse, decor, and pattern. In each of those situations, the reception area can be automatically reconfigured and decorated before the guest's arrival."
He broke off as a trilling group of tones cut through the air.
"Incoming vessel,"
a gentle voice announced from somewhere above them.
"Pascla class, unknown configuration."
Drask muttered something under his breath.
"Combat preparations,"
he called toward the ceiling as he took off at a run down the corridor.
"Come," Fombi said. "We were going to the public areas anyway. We might as well begin with the command center."
He led them through a dozen twists and turns to a small balcony overlooking a room that was, as near as Luke could judge, buried nearly dead center in the core of the ship. Luke spotted Drask himself on a circular podium in the center of the room, conferring with a Chiss wearing an outfit similar to his, but with green patches where the general's uniform showed red.
"This is the command center," Fombi said. "The officer wearing green patches is Captain Brastal Shibarku, the line commander of this vessel. You may address him as Captain Talshib. And that," he added, pointing across to the largest of the wall displays, "is apparently our incoming vessel."
Luke focused on the image. The alien ship looked like a slightly squashed sphere, light-colored, but with a close-order pattern of dark spots covering the hull that could have been viewports, vents, or even just decoration. Fombi turned to Fisa.
"Fisa, please go and ask the ambassador to join us. He too may find this interesting."
"I obey,"
Fisa said, bobbing her head in a quick bow and then hurrying off.
"The ambassador?" Mara asked.
"Yes," Fombi said.
One of the smaller displays to the side cleared to reveal a pair of alien faces with large violet eyes, flattened ears rising high on the skull, and on each face, a pair of small mouths set just above the jawline. The skin was light tan, with a hint of exotic gold marbling about the jaw and cheeks.
"What are they?" Luke asked.
"It's not a species I've seen before,"
Formby said. On the display, one of the aliens opened his mouths, and a flow of melodic sounds suddenly filled the room.
Ah,
Formby said. At least they've been around the region long enough to pick up Minisiat. What's that? A trade language? Mara asked.
Exactly,
Formby said, glancing at her with an approving look.
What's he saying? Luke asked.
Formby pursed his lips.
Greetings to the noble and compassionate people of the Chiss Ascendancy, he said slowly. I am Bersh, first steward of the Jerun Remnant.